Right, for this part of the message, there's a little bit of audience participation. So those who are quickest on the unmute will get this. Unmute when you get the answer. I'm going to describe something that's been on TV a lot in the run-up to Christmas. It's an advert. It's an advert. And I'm going to describe the advert, and I want the first people to recognize who it's advertising, what the advert is, just to shout out. There's a young lad on the upper floor of a London double-decker bus. As the bus is traveling, this young lad sees a strange light, a bit like a comet or a meteor in the sky, and he watches it as it comes down and falls to earth. And the next scene, we see him getting off the bus and going to look for this thing that he's seen fall to earth. And he finds it, and he gets more than he bargained for, because it turns out it's a spacecraft that's landed, and there's a sort of a
John
space.
Lewis.
Thank you. Who shouted that?
Me, Alison.
Alison, John Lewis. I'm pleased because I only had one more sentence to go before the end of the description. Yeah, that is the John Lewis Christmas ad, and it's about a space girl. Now, there's a strap line to that ad, and you can see it at the end. A lot of people might miss it, or if you read about it, they'll tell you what the strap line is. And the strap line is this: the unexpected visitor, love never ends. That's the strap line of that advert. The unexpected visitor, love never ends. And what I want to look at quickly today is, or are, the messages, plural, of Christmas, largely through adverts, and the message of Christmas. So we've had John Lewis, space girl, unexpected visitor, love never ends. And there's a website each year that puts all the Christmas adverts together on one website, so you can go and watch them all. So I've watched quite a few. Now there's Waitrose. Now the Waitrose ad is, it's a simple sort of ad, because basically what the Waitrose ad says in lots of different ways is, eat loads of our food. Eat loads of our, in brackets, rather expensive food. Don't eat other people's food, eat our food. Our food's the best. You'll have the best Christmas if you eat our food. And it basically says that in a lot of different formats with pictures behind it. There's no strap line other than the best bit of Christmas is the food. Brackets, our food. That's the Waitrose ad. So there's not a lot going on there of much interest, really. Aldi. Now, Aldi, on the other hand, if you've seen the Aldi ad, it's a take on Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. It features a bad banana and the welcome return of Kevin the Carrot. If you've seen the advert, it's good to see Kevin the Carrot back this year. Now, it basically tells us to eat loads of Aldi food. Brackets, it's cheaper than Waitrose food, so eat our food. But towards the end, you get a message coming up that says they've done this advert in partnership with Barnardo's. And the message at the end is this: for you to be happy, you need to be kind. And that's what comes up at the end of the Aldi advert, with a little further reminder to eat their food, obviously, because that's what the advert's about. So that's Aldi. For you to be happy, you need to be kind. Sainsbury's, well, eat our food. Don't eat Waitrose food. Don't eat Aldi food. Eat Sainsbury's food, because our food's the best. And if you eat our food, it says, you will have a Christmas to savour. That's what they tell us if you eat their food. Morrison's, obviously, eat our food. Don't eat Sainsbury's, don't eat Waitrose, don't eat Aldi, eat our food. But they've come up with a bit of a theme, and they call their advert Farmer Christmas. See what they did there? Farmer Christmas. It turns out that Farmer Christmas are the people who supply Morrison's with their food, which they want us to eat, by the way. And if you do eat Morrison's food and make it a Farmer Christmas, they tell us you've made good things happen. Now, isn't that good to know? You've made good things happen when you eat Morrison's food. A couple more, they're really interesting, the Christmas ads. TK Maxx, it's a legend of an advert because it does a great cover version of an Aerosmith track, but that's by the by. the message at the end of the Aldi advert, this is what they say: welcome back to Christmas, because we all missed it last year. And that's basically their advert. It's not bad, it's not bad. Not knocking them. Now, who's heard of the store? It's a web store, as it were, Not on the High Street. Anyone heard of that? Hands up if you've heard of Not on the High Street. Yeah, good. Well, theirs is quite a simple, quite a good advert, and it just has three words on it at the end that go down the screen. And the words say, gift the extraordinary. That's it, gift the extraordinary. That's Not on the High Street. Two more, Pandora. Oh, I just hate Pandora. Quite simply, the Pandora advert is about no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what your story is, that's what they say, no matter what your story is, whether it's good or bad, what you need is a new little bauble on your bracelet. That's what you need, no matter what your story is. No matter what's going on this year at Christmas, you need a bauble on your bracelet. And that is the top and bottom of their advert. And they say, for every story, Pandora. And well, I feel like being sick. But the basic message of that is you need new baubles. No, you need new baubles on your Pandora bracelet. In other words, they haven't got much of a message other than buy our stuff. O2, this is the last one, O2 Disney. Now, you might have seen this advert. It starts with a young girl and a robot ice skating on a lake. Don't ask me, but that's how it starts off, a young girl and a robot. And then it cuts to a scene where the young girl is then in her front room watching a Disney film of a couple skating on a lake. I'm sure there's a bit more to this, but the punchline says, unwrap the magic of Christmas. So there's a few adverts. They are a few Christmas messages. Now, I'm not knocking people who produce things for advertising their products at all, because the Christmas messages are buy our stuff, it's Christmas. I get that. But I think some of them have almost certainly accidentally got quite close to the heart of Christmas, to the heart of the Christmas message, certainly closer than they may realize, with the exception perhaps of John Lewis. They've done quite a clever thing with theirs. So I want to look at some of these adverts quickly and a little more closely, but only some of them. Because Waitrose, Sainsbury's, Morrison's and Pandora, they're gone because they really have no message that we want to hear any more about. So they're out of there. So that leaves us just a few who are telling us, I think, in the strap lines, a little bit more about buy our food and our baubles. So TK Maxx, as soon as I heard that one, welcome back to Christmas, because we all missed it last year, I thought, you know, for many people, welcome back to Christmas, because actually you've possibly missed it every year. And there is a message. There's a message for you. Aldi, I love it. For you to be happy, you need to be kind. Some people think kind is a bit of a soft word. I think it's one of the strongest words. And there's a great line in the Bible. Paul writes a letter to the church in Rome, and there's a line that says, it's the kindness of God that leads us to Him. The kindness of God. When people, not just in the head, experience the kindness of God. It's a strong word. It's hard to be kind if everyone around you isn't being, and people are being unkind to you. But there's a strength to kindness. And I think TK Maxx are onto something there. And kindness lies at the heart of the Christian message at Christmas, as we'll see. So I like that one. For you to be happy, you need to be kind. We might have a different spin on it. We'll see where we go there. John Lewis, I love it. The unexpected visitor, love never ends. I mean, we can all see where that might lead us as Christians. The unexpected visitor, nobody was expecting. And no, if you've watched Monty Python, I'm going to finish that line off with the Spanish Inquisition. Nobody was expecting God to come as Jesus the way he did. And his love never ends. It's just a great strap line for us. And for that advert. Now, Not on the High Street, they are so close. Gift the extraordinary. Just change one word, the extraordinary gift. Just change the order. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. The extraordinary gift, the unexpected visitor whose love never ends. O2 and Disney, receive or unwrap the magic of Christmas. And I just want to change that to receive the miracle of Christmas. And I want to just look at a few words from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and then we'll wrap it up. Paul says this when he writes to them, this church. Because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, has made us alive, and he's done this by his grace and his kindness to us. So the words for me that jump out there are love, mercy, and grace. And Paul goes on as he writes the Ephesians, and God has raised us up with Christ. He seated us with him. And then he says this, that God has shown his incomparable grace through his kindness to us. There's that word again, coming up, God's kindness to us. So we've got his love, we've got his mercy, we've got his grace, and we've got his kindness. And we heard this from Andy's message a couple of weeks ago. God's love, Jesus' love, is without strings. He loves unconditionally. It's a selfless, not a selfish love. And it's full of mercy, and it's full of grace, and it's full of kindness. And for me, that is the heart of the Christmas message, because it was God's love, because of his love, and his mercy and his grace and his kindness, that he came as Jesus to do what? Well, we read, to save us. And he does that by the example of his life and by his death. And I just want us to focus very quickly on this love unrestrained, love without strings, love that's full of grace and mercy and kindness, and a love that says to us, you also can be people who are full of grace and mercy and kindness. And it asks a question of us, and we find out it's really difficult, in fact impossible, to be like that just in our own strength. And so we find ourselves as Christians in a situation at Christmas, remembering that this baby Jesus became an adult, and he said to people, follow me, find out who I am, find out what I'm about, experience this grace and this love and this kindness. And when you have found out what I'm like, and when you have experienced what I have done for you, what I've given you, you'll probably want to know more about me. And I believe that's the heart of Christmas. But the final bit of the writing I want to mention, Paul says this, you see, there's a purpose to this. There's a purpose to Jesus coming and inviting us to follow him. There's a purpose to Jesus coming and saving us and showing us a way to live, a better way to live. And it says this, for you are God's handiwork. In other words, God is doing something in our lives. He's changing us. So we are people of grace and love and kindness. But you are God's handiwork, created in Jesus to do good works. So there's an expectation that as we experience who Jesus is, experience this love and this mercy and this kindness, we will want to do the same. And he says he enables us to do that because we are his handiwork. God is molding us, he's shaping us so that we can be those people who are like Jesus in the way that we act, the way that we speak, the way that we show kindness to others, the way that we live our lives, the messages that we have. We are God's handiwork. So if you want to take a Christmas message away with you, you who have followed Jesus, who are seeking to be on that journey with him, you are God's handiwork. He's doing a work in your life and in my life so that we will look more like him as we live our daily lives. So that's sort of the question or the thought to take away. Am I being God's handiwork? Am I letting God shape and mold me so that I look like a person who is full of love and grace and mercy and kindness, and that comes out in our lives? Is that describing me? If not, do I want it to? And that's where Jesus comes in, because he alone enables us. This is going to lead into a message on January the 2nd, because we're going to ask the question, how do we live that lifestyle and sustain that lifestyle? How do we live as those people who look like Jesus? That's going to be January the 2nd. Sorry if you won't be back then for part two of the message. But that was part one. Guys, we are God's handiwork, created to do good works and to live lives full of love and mercy and grace and kindness. Thank you.